Welcome to Choice Tunes. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to present Choice Tunes twice a month, the second and the fourth Wednesday of the month between 2 and 3. Now, we invite a special guest in, and it's my absolute pleasure we've invited Jackie Walker. Now, the first, some of you will say, well, who's Jackie Walker? Well, we've had Jackie in before. She's the principal at the Yarra Junction Siri School. So, welcome, Jackie.
Thank you so much, Alan. It's so great to be back, and what a stunning day it is today.
Ah, it's fabulous outside, isn't
it? Oh, my gosh.
Now, we know that you're very all involved up at the school.
Certainly am.
This is all about Jackie Walker, herself and a walk through life. So, first of all, where were you born, Jackie?
In Malvern.
In Melbourne?
In Malvern, in Victoria, yeah, at St. Francis Cabrini.
Oh, yep.
Yes, and 1975.
So, did you live around that area?
Yeah, so the first about 4.5 years of my life was spent in Springvale South.
Oh, yeah.
Then my family moved to Moorabbark. So Moorabbark was a bit of a developing suburb at that time. We lived up the hill next to the high school. It was a great place to grow up. Used to walk around to friends' houses and went to school in Moorabbark.
So how long were you in Moorabbark?
I was in Moorabbark till I was about 18, 19.
Then did you move out of home?
I did actually. Yeah. I moved out pretty early. Moved to a dodgy rental in Ringwood for a while. Rising damp and no heating.
With a few other girls?
No, it was actually with a partner. So I had my first child at 19. So, yeah, quite young.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I was off in the world being an adult, or pretending to anyway. And just really moved around the outer eastern suburbs for a while.
All right, so the next question I was going to ask you, which you became a mum at 19.
Yep.
So what was the first job you had, Jackie, either a part-time job while you were at school or a full-time job?
I think my first job is a boring one. That's waitressing when I was 14. When I was 15, this is the better one, I was a suit operator at the Karalaika Centre.
What's a suit operator?
So you know how they have the pantomimes? Well, they used to have pantomimes on school holidays.
Yep.
And my mother was an usherette there. They used to call them usherettes. There was no usher, usherette, because she's female, of course. And I was employed to entertain the children in between the shows.
All right, really. So what was your first full-time job?
Our first full-time job was at Spiders Theatre Restaurant. I was in the show for a little while. It was in West Melbourne.
Right.
It was a lesser-known one.
Yeah.
And I was in the show for a little while someone was on maternity leave, and then she returned and I moved into the office full-time for a little while doing their marketing and reception work.
Right. So what did you do after that?
Had a baby. That was when I was pregnant.
Was it number two? Yeah.
So, and then I did my double degree in teaching and arts, and then my first real full-on full-time job was teaching.
Whereabouts?
Macclesfield Primary School.
Oh, right.
Yeah, taught year one and two.
So how long were you in teaching?
I'm still in teaching.
I was going to say, you do, but you haven't always been in teaching, have you? Or have you?
Yeah, I actually have. Yeah, it's just been different because I started as a generalist teacher, and then after 2 years I moved into performing arts, and then I was performing arts coordinator and learning leader and all sorts of things like that, and moved around teaching music and drama throughout the eastern suburbs.
And then you moved to Queensland, didn't you?
Yes, I certainly did.
So at sort of what time in your life did you move to Queensland?
Well, that was 7.5 years ago. So I'd been teaching for a while then, about 9 years, and then moved to Queensland and fell into special education teaching. So that was supporting students with disabilities to access mainstream schooling. And it was the most amazing experience and took me in a direction that I never, ever imagined I would be going in. And then did a lot of leadership training up there.
All right, look, we'll start off with the music because that's a big part of your life. You've picked Carole King and I Feel the Earth Move. I'm intrigued with two or three of your songs. I like them, but I'm just not sure why they're in there. So we'll ask this. So why with Carole King and I Feel the Earth Move?
Well, Carole King's Tapestry is my all-time favourite album. It is I'm moved every time I listen to it. Yeah. I have to listen to it on vinyl. That's my favourite way to hear it, of course, and I do. But I feel the earth move. While I love every song on the album, because they tell the most beautiful stories in the most exquisite way, I feel the earth move. I've always loved. And then years and years and years later, I danced in a dancing concert. I did dance for years through my teenage years, and I danced to the Martika version of this song, which sounds completely different from Carole King.
What sort of dancing? Tap dancing? Or?
Yeah, I actually did tap and modern. Yeah, tap was my favourite.
Very good. Mm. We shall be back. Well, let's hear from Carole King and I Feel the Earth Move. Welcome back to Choice Tunes, and I've got Jackie with us, and Jackie is the principal at the Yarra Junction Siri, which is, I could keep mentioning, CIRE school. Jackie, at what age did you start dancing? Because we glossed over that a bit.
Okay, so are you talking about when I was dancing on the coffee table at the age of three?
I don't think we want to know about that. Let's perhaps move on to... You said you were dancing, so what age was that?
Well, I started dance lessons early on when I was like 4 and 5, and that was more like ballet.
Yeah.
And then I moved away from formal lessons till I was about 12. So I did lessons from about 12 to about 18. Tap, we did song and tap, which was just amazing. I just loved it. I think that's where I developed my love for older music, you know, songs from like the 30s, 40s, 50s we would dance to.
And was this at a school or
Yeah.
With the school.
Yeah, so it was actually, we used the Norwood High School Hall every Saturday morning for hours, about 3 hours I would be there. Deanna Burke was the teacher's name, and it was called Deanna's School of Dance. And she was this beautiful older lady who had this beautiful lilting singing voice, all very falsetto, soprano, and she had a pianist, Irma, who would play every rehearsal and every concert. And Irma, this little, oh my gosh, she was divine. And every intro she played on that piano was exactly the same. So was you didn't know what song she was playing because she just did the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Jackie, what made you take up dancing? Was your mother a dancer or...?
No, actually she wasn't. My mother did do a bit of ballroom dance later on in life. But no, she wasn't. I think it was just my love of performing, my love of being on stage, my love of music. It was just really fulfilling for me.
All right, we need to keep moving along with the songs so we can get them all in. Marilyn Monroe, I loved Marilyn Monroe. Same. I think she was every boy, just loved her. Yep. When she died, part of me died. But I'm intrigued. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Is this a message to somebody or?
No, like you, I love Marilyn.
Yep.
I think what a stunning, beautiful, amazing, complex person.
And she was underdone.
She probably lived the hardest life. I really feel for her.
So why Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend?
It became my signature song as a teenager. So every talent quest I did, I was singing Diamonds.
Oh, so you weren't saying to your husband.
No. No.
All right, let's listen to it.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives and gives expensive jewels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Tiffany's, Cartier, Black Star, Ross Gorham. Talk to me, Harry Winston, tell me all about it. There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks are high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Affairs that are strictly platonic, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. And I think affairs that you must keep with Sonic are better bets. If little pets get big baguettes, time rolls on and youth is gone, and you can't straighten up when you bend. But stiff back or stiff knees, you stand straight as Tiffany's diamonds. Diamonds. I don't mean rhinestones, but diamonds.
terrific performer who left this world much too early. But when you hear about a troubled life, and there's still plenty of, we're not too sure what happened, are we? We don't know what happened. Jackie, what made you decide to leave this great state and head up to Queensland?
Do you know, it's actually a really boring reason. It's because we wanted to. You know, a lot of people talk about, I'd love to live in Queensland. It's so beautiful. The weather's so nice, the lifestyle, you know, all of that. And we went for a trip, came home, and I said to my husband, if we love it there so much, why don't we move there? Yep. And then we went, okay.
And you did.
So we did. And that's the kind of person I am. Like, I have an idea and I'll go for it.
Like, what brought you back after 7.5 years?
Family.
Because of family.
100% family. And it was very sudden. The feeling that, I mean, of course I missed them, but this overwhelming feeling that I couldn't shake, that I needed to come back. It was just time. Didn't expect it. Just moved to the most stunning property near Maryborough. A couple of acres. Just beautiful.
Yep.
And my poor husband, when I said to him, I really need to move back. I'm very lucky he loves me as much as he does.
I was just saying, you're lucky he just turned around and said, yep.
Yeah, see ya.
All right, Donna Summer, MacArthur Park. Why is that in there?
That's my all-time favourite song.
Spring was never waiting for us, dear. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance.
Jackie, the next song is Kiss, I Was Made for Loving You. Who's that for?
Whoever you want it to be for, Alan.
No,
you like that one?
You're telling me the story. Not me.
Look, I just love Kiss. I have always loved Kiss, right. Particularly Gene Simmons. I just think he's the most fantastic showman, performer, and I love the electric bass. Always right. have done.
Let's listen to it. Listening to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 26 minutes to three, and the time's going very quickly with Jackie, and it's 27 degrees. I'm talking to Jackie, and you will know her as a principal at the Yarra Junction Siri School, but we're talking about Jackie Walker, the person. Jackie, what got you into teaching? Was there parents that were teachers, or what made you decide you wanted to be a teacher?
Yeah, no, my parents are not teachers, and my auntie is a teacher, my cousins are teachers.
Right.
But I've always wanted to. Like, I remember when I was very young and I had my swap book, swap cards book,
yep.
And I would line up my toys and I would mark the roll, you know. Like, so, oh, I'm serious. So I always wanted to be a teacher.
Right, now we've got a song coming up, and it's not going to surprise you to say that it's the Jackie Walker Big Band. And before you go any further, yes, it is the Jackie Walker who we're talking to. And, oh, this thing's changed. This song has got changed.
We're playing with technology at the moment, aren't we? We're trying to play something from the internet, one of the songs from the Jackie Walker Band.
Well, here it is. We had it.
Does that work for us?
We had it there before.
We did.
Right, let's see. We'll take it first because I'm frightened I'm going to lose it. Let's play it, then we'll talk about it.
Didn't you love him? Didn't you know it, babe? Didn't you know it? Why couldn't you be content with the love I gave? Oh, yeah. I gave you my heart, take my mind. Oh, but your love scared me to death, boy. Yes, it does. Oh, it's a choking kind. That's all it is. So you can kill a girl with a bottle of poison. Or a knife, I know you can. It'll hurt her more to take her pride and run her life. Oh, it's a shame, boy. Whatever it is, boy. Surely hope you'll find. Choking kind, it makes me wanna be. You better do, honey pie. Find what you want, boy. Keep it, treat it sweet and kind. Oh, let it breathe. Don't make it the choking kind. Oh, no, don't break my heart, babe.
Now, Jackie, we did get it to air eventually. We just had a bit of a problem. So, obviously, it's your song. You sing it, but there's a reason why you picked it.
Yeah, I just love it. It's one of my favourite songs that I've ever sung with the Jackie Walker Band. It was one of the earliest songs that we chose. So over the years of the band, the 10 or 12 years of the band, there's been different songs come and go, but that's one of the ones that has stuck around for a while. We're going to bring that one back as well. So
now you've got you should tell the people, you've got a gig coming up very shortly, haven't you?
We do. So this Sunday we're at Cunningham's at Yarra Junction, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
3 hour gig.
Yes, completely free on the front veranda. It's one of my favourite places to go see live music, because you just feel like you're in someone's front yard. It's really casual. It's really friendly. So it'll be our first gig at Cunningham, so we're really excited.
What got you into performing?
I just love it. I absolutely love it. I love everything about it. I love entertaining audiences. I love the responses from audiences. I love what music can give people. But it gives me so much.
Have you ever had a lousy audience where they... Have you?
Heaps, yeah. Oh, we've performed to three people. but you know what? It's lucky that we love it so much that it doesn't matter, because we're doing it for us before anything else.
Got to keep moving. Your next one, science fiction double feature. Why did that one get picked?
Well, I had to choose a song from my favourite musical, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I couldn't choose all of the songs in the musical, because some are a little bit more risque than others. I thought I'd choose a nicer one for our audiences. But this one I performed a number of years ago and loved it. Made a video that played behind. It was so much fun. I love the theatrics of the musical.
Let's listen.
The day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran. Science fiction.
Androids fighting. picture show in the back row. To the late night double feature picture show.
Now this is where we ask the really hard big question. There's always got to be that question. What was the first car you owned? Not as a family car, as Jackie, what was your first car?
I actually love this question and I wish I had that car. It was a Datsun 260Z. It was a 1977
yes.
260Z, and all my friends were jealous because I had a sports car.
What made you get the sports car?
Oh, I think my dad loved it.
All right. Abba, thank you for the music.
Oh, look, I really connect with this song. When you listen to the lyrics and think about the fact that I've always been singing and always been dancing and always been that precocious child and now an adult, I connect with it. And I've always loved ABBA. What prolific, incredible songwriters they are.
Let's listen to it.
I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I sing, thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be?
Unfortunately, Jackie, that's not ABBA, as we can work out. That was a Doris Day version, so it wasn't quite the song we wanted.
Well, it was the song. It just wasn't ABBA, but it was still lovely.
It was still the song. Jackie, what brought you back to the Yarra Junction? It was mainly Siri, wasn't it? That once you got the job, that's what you brought back. First of all, that brought you into Melbourne and that brought you back to the Yarra Valley.
Well, I knew I wanted to be back in the Yarra Valley because I love it.
Did you?
And grew up in Moorabbark, which is still Yarra Valley, even though people who live further into the Yarra Valley argue that it's not Yarra Valley, but that's okay. Now I'm really in the Yarra Valley, so bought a house in Launching Place. Just knew I needed to live somewhere around this vicinity. And it just so happened that the job I wanted was 6 minutes from my house, so that was just a lovely bonus.
You can't do much better than that. Jackie, I'm going to have to go soon. The hour has gone extremely quickly, as they always do. So first of all, thank you for being part of Choice Tunes.
Oh, thank you, Alan.
And I hope that as you've put it together, because a lot of people say, I'd forgotten that song, or I'd forgotten that memory. I mean, I told you, and this show's not about me, but I told you about a song that is in my choice tunes that brought back a memory when I was about 15. So music has the habit of doing that, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
All right, I've got to ask you, please don't use names because I don't... I don't want to be sued and we don't want to be in trouble.
Uh-oh.
What? Oh, no, no. I'm not going to lead you down a bad path. Let me put that to you. First of all, what was the worst gig you've ever had that you look back and think, that was the pits? Because you said you've played to three people. You said you've had people that weren't very responsive. So what would have been the worst outcome? Was it someone booed you off the stage or that only three people turned up, or...?
I've never had a boo, which is good.
That's good.
I don't know. There's been less than great gigs where I've walked away going, you really let yourself down.
But I think one of the most traumatic
gigs, but the most exciting, was Bendigo Cup, headlining Bendigo Cup, when people started climbing onto the stage and grabbing me.
Jeez, that was good.
That was...
That's good. All right,
it was a little bit scary, but...
Well, no, that's good. But, and how long ago was that? Only 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right. No, about 10 years ago. Hmm.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
We wish you well down at Yarra Junction. I know Siri's a great organisation, and we've had Gus and anybody who's listening, if you want to go on to our website with these podcasts, and Jackie's will be up there next week. And she'll kill me.
She's a Gus.
Gus, who is the CEO, there's one about her. So we really enjoy Siri coming in, and there'll be someone from Siri 2 weeks today, actually. And that'll be the last one for the year because the next one will be Christmas.
Yeah, no, fabulous organisation, great school.
So, Jackie, look, thank you very much for being part of it. We wish you well down at the school. The school does a terrific job.
Thanks.
And I believe that Siri all over does a great job. But again, let's just quickly mention you've got a gig coming up this Sunday.
We do. The Jackie Walker Band is playing at Cunningham's in Yarra Junction at 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So completely free. If you want a table, book a table, get some food, have some drinks, sit out in the hopefully sunshine.
It's a terrific place, and I drive past here occasionally on a Sunday, and it's rocking and rolling. Just quickly, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. Why did that get into it?
Always loved it. I did an acoustic version of this at a cabaret show that I wrote a number of years back and performed at the Butterfly Club. So I had a lovely man playing it on piano for me, very different version, just always connected to this song.
Gotta go.
do we go now? Where do we go?